Tim Hutchings says that his award-winning game, Thousand-Year-Old Vampire, is played completely computerless. The game requires players to think cleverly and always keeps you on your toes.
It's a role-playing game that you play with a book, paper, and pencils. There's no computer. There's no digital anything. It's just a game, all analog. You sit down, you write stuff out by hand.
Hutchings says that a game that you can play by yourself is important during these strange circumstances we are all living in.
It's a game you play by yourself. And right now, it's a very convenient time to want to play games by yourself. I socially isolate. And part of what I do is I think about how to occupy myself and my family in those times. And turning inward and doing some things that are just for me is important.
Hutchings says that while there are several different types of games, it is important to play a game that keeps you thinking and ties in emotional context.
There's games that require dexterity, and some games kind of let us play in a way that is challenging to ourselves. The Thousand-Year-Old Vampire game leads toward introspection, and I'm a big fan of the idea that games are art, and games need to do hard things.
Thousand-Year-Old Vampire has won 3 industry awards called the Ennies. Hutchings says that he is, quote, beyond thrilled that his game has won in the categories of Best Game Rules, Best Production Value, and a Silver Award for Game of the Year. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.